Welcome to FrontStretcher.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Chase Elliott, the road course master. For the past three road courses, it was Chase Elliott's world and we were just living in it. And on Sunday afternoon, well, it was nothing different. Elliott became the second ever driver to win four road courses in a row. Elliott won his third race that is point paying of the year, his fourth overall, as he won the Bristol All-Star race a couple months ago. Now, after the race, Elliott spoke with the media and he was asked, when you're heading to a road course race, does he go to the road course event with an expectation that he's going to win and dominate?
Yeah, no, man, we definitely don't show up just expecting to be good. We show up trying to be better than we were last time, and I thought we did that today. So I thought our car was better than it was here last year. I thought I was better than I was last year and didn't pile drive the barriers this time. So that was good, and was able to finish it off the right way, which is always encouraging. So looking forward to this next round and trying to make some noise.
Joey Logano finished in the second position. Eric Jones finished third. Great run for Kurt Busch and fourth. And Ryan Blaney rounded out the top five. Number two, four drivers eliminated. The round of 12 has come and gone, and with the Roval waving their checkered flags, four more drivers have been eliminated from the NASCAR playoffs. Austin Dillon, Kyle Busch, Clint Boyer, and Eric Amarola have all been eliminated. Well, for all four of those drivers, it was disappointment. Austin Dillon had a great run going leading up to the playoffs, but he just did not have enough stage points and overall points to advance to the round of eight. For Eric Amarola, he suffered a big defeat as he crashed in stage one at Talladega and unfortunately had his best chance of getting a victory come to an end. For Clint Boyer, he got in a wreck at Talladega and he was up front at the Roval until he had contact late in the race and eventually lost his power steering. Last but not least, for KFB, Kyle, you know, Busch, it's been an absolute disaster of a season. So how would KB describe his nightmare of a season so far? And well, with four races left to go in the season, does he have a realistic chance at scoring a victory and getting into victory lane?
Yeah, there's certainly been times this year where I've thought, man, there's something wrong with me. I'm not doing it right. I don't know what I'm doing, or the car's not quite right, or I'm not trusting what the car's really doing and telling me, so I should just drive it harder, and then I'm crashed. So I don't know what to think, but certainly it would be nice to score a win and to have a win for this year. That would be the only consolation prize for the way this year's gone. But to answer your other question about how we've been running, do we even have a shot to win? I don't think we even have a shot.
KFB will get his shot 1 week from today at Kansas Speedway. Number three, a wet and wacky Saturday afternoon. It was a wet, wacky and just wild NASCAR Xfinity race that featured a monsoon, a red flag, and, well, multiple wrecks. The 39th annual Drive for the Cure 250 was under monsoon weather, and, well, NASCAR had to red flag it due to standing water in the turns and, well, hydroplaning for multiple drivers occurred. When it was all said and done, though, it was road course expert AJ Allmendinger getting the job done as the colleague racing driver led four times for 12 laps. Noah Gregson led four times for 16 laps, but he had to settle for second with his teammate Daniel Hemric in third. Alex LeBay had a great run in fourth, and AJ Allmendinger's teammate in Ross Chastain rounded out the top five. This also was an elimination race, as four drivers were eliminated from the Xfinity playoffs. Those four drivers were Brandon Brown, Harrison Burton, Michael Annett, and Riley Herbst. Next race up for the Xfinity boys will be the Kansas Lottery 300 Green Flag, 7:12 p.m. Eastern Time. Coverage begins on NBCSN. But that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. You can follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch, and you can even follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. For all the latest on FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop, check us out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or you can check it out at FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.